The typical tourist in Hawaii spends $200 a day for a hotel room, meals, entertainment. But there's another class of visitor who receives room and board plus full health care benefits and more for just $3 a day. Not a luxury vacation package. It's homeless benefits courtesy of Hawaii's taxpayers. Wayne Yoshioka of member station KHPR in Honolulu reports.
It's lunchtime at the Sumner Homeless Men's Shelter in downtown Honolulu. The shelter is less than a mile away from the harbor where luxury cruise ships are docked.
First row!
Alfred Ho'opi'i is a shelter operations assistant. He tells the guests to line up for their free lunch.
The majority of people that I can see here are from the mainland.
Second row, please!
You have your locals, but not too many.
Today's meal is chopped beef steak with vegetables, mashed potatoes, bread, a fresh apple, and cake. Ho'opi'i and his volunteers serve 750 to 900 meals a day at three shelters operated by the nonprofit Institute for Human Services. There's been a 10% increase in the resident population in the past year, and one-third of all guests, 1,300 annually, come from out of state.
What's your name?
My name is Gary Phillips.
Phillips purchased a $400 airline ticket to Hawaii 3 months ago. He was homeless in San Diego for years, but is now earning cash from Hawaii's 5-cent redemption program for plastic bottles and aluminum cans.
I recycle here. Some days I make over 30, some days over 40.
And he sleeps at the IHS shelter for $3 a day, has three free meals, $200 worth of food stamps, and the state's free health care.
I went to a dentist today and I had a tooth pulled and it cost me nothing.
The shelter has an operating budget of $2 million, funded largely by state taxpayers. Connie Mitchell is executive director. She says 28% of her shelter and food budget is spent on new arrivals from the mainland.
We are a tourist destination that attracts people who are homeless or people who have resources. And, you know, that's something that we can't really control. But I think that if people do want to take up that particular lifestyle, that it shouldn't be at the public's expense.
Honolulu's homeless demographic, in shelters and on the streets, is changing. The University of Hawaii's Center on the Family estimates the city's homeless street population has shifted from being 21% Caucasian in 2005 to more than 43% today. Many are single, middle-aged men from the mainland, like former computer programmer Gary Titelman.
Well, I was kind of homeless back in Flagstaff and Prescott, and a guy told me that you could go to Hawaii for $150, so I had a little savings. I went and bought a ticket.
He chooses to work odd jobs at minimum wage, and soon it'll be time to move on.
Well, I may go to Alaska during the summer, also to go back to the mainland.
Connie Mitchell says the resource drain caused by newly arrived single male transients is getting more acute. She says Hawaii lawmakers need to develop policies to address this problem.
I think that we really need to begin to look at who's really homeless, not by choice and by misfortune, and who's really homeless by choice, and have a different solution for the two different populations.
Hawaii taxpayers face a $1.2 billion budget deficit, deferred state tax refunds, and deferred Medicaid reimbursements. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka in Honolulu.